I want to remind you guys, I know those of you guys are in our house, I know some people are watching online. It's really important that we take some time to do prophetic ministry, and because of COVID, we're doing things a little bit differently, but I really felt like there are some corporate words that I have too, but we want to do personal prophetic ministry. We want to be able to activate you guys. We want to be able to activate you and to be able to hear the Lord, to be able to discern the Lord, and to be encouraged by the Lord. And I want to remind you that prophetic ministry is often a confirmation of things God's already said to you, the things you've already been praying about, the things you've already been contending for. A lot of the time, it's just going to be confirmation. And so someone up here is going to call out a prophetic word, and then we'll have maybe two people kind of add on to that word, because we know in part and we prophesy in part. So sometimes there's pieces of the puzzle that need to come together. And so we're getting that on the fly. Like you just saw, I just now invited a couple of them up here that didn't know they were coming. You know, we just know that this is our time for prophetic ministry time. So whoever's here in the service, I'm just going to have them come up and to be able to share, because it's not about us. It's not about us or the gifting. It's about a now word, being able to hear what the Lord is saying right now. And so it's up to you to be able to discern and to judge the word and to be able to filter to make sure it feels true. Chris, you come up here. And to be able to judge and discern the word that the Lord's giving. And so open your hearts up. I have a couple of them. Does anybody have any? I know you said you had one to give. That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. See if I can read my notes. Right away when... Okay, thank you. When the worship started, I got the word restoration. And it was like God was just yelling it across the universe. Over our nation, over your family, and over you as an individual. I was reminded, sometimes we forget what it was like when we first came to God, that freshness we had, that passion with him. He wants us to remember that. He wants us to realize he's going to restore that. He's going to restore that place of freshness and passion. And when Jay was talking about Psalm 138, God reminded me of something C.S. Lewis said. He said, you, because he wanted one of you in the world. And one more thing, well, two more things. Years ago, I had a period of time where I just felt really far away from the Lord. And I felt like, oh my God, you know, I've lost so much of what I had at first with him. And when I turned my heart back to him, it was like he had a wheelbarrow full of all that stuff. He said, I saved it all, and it's here for you and more. And that's what he wants you to know about the restoration he has planned for you and your family. And the last thing is, I was reminded that of a tip that God wants to give us of write down what he says to you and speak it out every day. You wage war against the enemy with those affirmations because he wants to discourage you. He wants to steal that from you. But you wage war with that. And the more you feel like not speaking that out, that's the time to really do it and turn things around. Okay, so Father, I declare and decree restoration over every individual. Restoration of that relationship, that love relationship that you long for and adore. Restoration of identity that you long for and adore in each person, Father. Restoration of families you long for, Father, that restoration. And one more thing God gave me, Numbers, I think it's 23, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Has he not spoken, and will he not do it? Has he not promised, and will he not make it good?
Amen, that's good. That's a good word.
So when Pastor Jay was speaking, and even before the service, I had like this stirring in my heart, and I really wanted to share this testimony, so I asked him, and everything he said to ride along with that. So it's going to be really brief. So I'm going to leave out a lot of details because we don't have a lot of time. But I have been mentoring this woman at my work, and about 3 years ago when I met her, she was a mess. I mean, I don't want to use that word, but she was, but she's not any longer. But I knew that she was a seer because she would tell me things, and she would say like something, something, something I saw, and then the next day it would happen. And then one day I was sharing a gospel with her, and she saw this like burst of light, and she like, and she just like fell backwards. So I knew that. So I started mentoring her specifically about how to speak life and then what she sees. So now I hired another woman who's very negative, but I really didn't, you know, want to hire that person, but the Lord pushed me to it. So I said, Lord, you know, okay, fine. So she started working, and now we are to a point where because of the pandemic, we didn't have a lot of work, so we started doing devotions, and we started declaring the word, and I would have all these decrees, and we would have declared over ourselves, and then we started having these prophetic exercises, and then we were doing this at work, and then so now we started saying, okay, we're going to start praying for each other, and we're going to bring things, and we're going to pray for each other. So we were doing this, so we have a person sit on the chair, and then I would start praying, and then my other coworker, who is a singer, seer, and she would start seeing things. I mean, it's like, God is like, and so one more coworker was having like this shoulder pain. I was praying and declaring healing, and she says this smoke, black smoke coming out of her shoulder. And then that moment, and then she started asking me, like, why am I seeing this? Whenever you pray, like, I see, like, light, and then I see, like, Jesus here, because we would say, presence of the Lord, and she's like, it's Jesus. And then, like, this other coworker starts crying, and I can feel, like, shaking, and we're having these things at work, okay? This is a public school, so we're doing this, and the reason I'm sharing this testimony is that your word makes a difference, and as Pastor Jay was talking about, we are holy race. God designed us to live and breathe out of his presence, and we are apart from him. We are nothing. We're not going by ourselves. So she says, whenever you pray, why do I sweet soul? And she asked me this. It's because of the presence of the Lord, because it's the person of Jesus, person of the Holy Spirit is with us. So when you speak, when you labor with him, it's not the words that I speak, because I'm not speaking a word of that sophisticated or intelligent or anything. This is not my even first language, y'all. I didn't learn to speak English until I was 21. So I'm telling you, it is the Spirit of God going forth. So I want you to start speaking and declaring. This is changing the atmosphere, changing the lives. And the person that who started working, I mean, she has like already turned 180 degrees. And it's just so amazing. And we're just declaring together. So I'm going to just share this. Your word matters. And when you speak forth, you know, it's just like the things that we see, like God is listening, he's doing. It's just going forth. Okay, now I'm going to calm down, and I do have a word, personal word. So Luke, I love Luke. I mean, Brian and Kelsey's son, Luke. And, you know, I'm sorry. So I'm partial to him because the Lord has shown me things so many times, and he has this amazing, amazing, amazing joy that he carries, and he's so creative. I have known that. And this morning I walked over, and he said, look what I made. I made this beautiful thing with a paper, and I think it's tissue paper with a duct tape or some kind of tape. He said, I made this, and I'm going to, I said, you should decorate it. And he's like, oh. So I feel like God has put such an amazing creative energy in him, and he's going to be such a leader because he has carries such hope and joy. I have never seen him upset, although I'm sure his parents have. But, you know, it's just such an amazing, amazing joy he carries. He's going to be such an amazing world changer. He already is because of his joy. So I just release that over him in Jesus' name.
All right, I'll jump in first. Colors. The Lord talks to me in colors. And so I noticed hot pink and orange. So hot pink, I hear the Lord saying that he's renewing a fire. He's renewing a passion in you. And that passion often means suffering, and it's because of places of suffering that you've been in. And I feel like there's been places, when we talk about the passion of the Christ, it's a suffering that perseveres. It's a suffering that goes deep. And I feel like the Lord is saying redemption is here. Redemption is coming for all the places and the deep places where you've been in deep prayer. And I hear the word right now, travailing, that there's been a travail. Oh, there's been I feel it in the deepest place of my belly that there's been travailing over specific things. Those of you guys who are wearing pink right now, especially hot pink. And honestly, I don't know, Rachel, if you're pink or orange, but I feel like you would carry both of those with the color that you have on. And so I feel like the pink is about the passion. And that the Lord said that there's a restoration, just as Elizabeth was saying, a restoration and a redemption that's coming into those places that you've been hungering for and that you've been pursuing in prayer. And I feel like the breakthrough is now. I decree and declare that right now, that the breakthrough is now. And we thank you, Father, that the fruit is coming. And those that are wearing orange, I feel like the Lord is renewing a fire in you as well, only it's a different kind of fire. It's about courage. It's about boldness. It's about stepping forward into things that God has created for you, and he's calling you to step in, but there's been hesitation, and the Lord is saying that he is in it with you. He's already gone ahead of you. He's already gone before you, and he's already created that path. And so there's courage that's coming upon you right now, and you're going to have to step forward into it. You have to arise, and you have to step forward toward that situation. It reminds me, I say this thing all the time, but it reminds me of the door. And he says, fear is the door that you have to walk through to get to the other side of your breakthrough. Fear is the door. And if fear is a gate, like the door to a gate, right? If that's a door, you got to get in there to get to the other side. And so fear is the gate you've got to walk through. The gates of hell will not prevail against you, because you're supposed to go through the fear and on to the other side to take new land and new territory. So there's courage that he is depositing in you right now. There's a boldness that he's depositing in you right now. And I feel like there's something about the orange, the fruit also with that, that is like, taste and see that I am good. Taste and see that I'm sweet, I'm good. I'm not just taste good, I'm good for you. Like an orange is good for you. And I feel like the vitamin C that's in an orange too goes into building up your immune system, right? And so you're immune to the enemy. You're immune to fear. And that's what he's wanting to deposit inside of you, is out of that place where you taste and see and move forward, the courage is going to come to arise. And it's actually going to develop an immune system to the fear that used to be there. You're not going to be afraid anymore. You're not going to be afraid anymore. And so this is the battle to overcome the fear, in Jesus' name. Anybody else have anything to add? Another word.
The word that went forth today, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things that the Father has prepared to us. That's something that definitely that we all need to latch on to. But also, it is specific to you, my brother. What the Lord is showing me is that you are about to be set, your whole life is about to be set on such a blaze for him. But it's not going to be weird. It's not going to be all spooky. You're not going to be like floating around the room like you're not yourself. Because the Father knows your personality. He knows what he placed in you. And it's just a matter of saying, Daddy, I surrender this to you, because the things that you've gifted me with, the people whose lives I'm able to speak into, I need to yield that to you so that you can fully express and have full expression of your presence through me, and you're going to begin to see changes in people's lives. Just yield, brother, and you're going to see some amazing things happen in your life, and it will not be the same moving forward.
And I feel like the Lord says there's mysteries that he's uncovering for you, things that have not made sense. I feel like there's been questions that you've been carrying that have been like a mystery to you. And the Lord says, I am the answer for everything that you're needing, and I have an answer. And I feel like there's been questions. I just keep hearing that there's just been questions and questions and questions. And the Lord says, just come to me and I will answer them. I will answer. I have a yes for you, that there's a yes. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what this is about, but I feel like... Okay, I'm just going to say what I see. I don't know if you've ever been in the military or not, but I feel like you're wearing the military glasses, you know, like in the dark, the, what are they called? Night vision glasses or whatever. And so, whoa, that there have been things that have been in the dark and dark places or a dark season or things where you're not having clarity. And the Lord says, I'm giving you new vision to be able to see in the midst of those places because he's called you to be light in the dark places. But there's been a season where it's been hazy and you've not been able to see very clearly. But the Lord says, you just need to follow me. And he's giving you eyes to see in that place that you are already equipped with what you need to be able to see clearly and to be able to move forward. And so I just release peace to you and trust in that place of the mystery and the questions that are there. But I feel like he's saying, yes, you're going the right direction. Yes, you're going the right direction, but see what I see. See with my eyes and see what I see. Thank you, Lord.
What is your name? Aaron. So Aaron, what I see is God is highlighting your mouth, and I feel like you're a man of few words. But when you speak such wisdom because you ponder every thought that God gives you. So I feel like you carry such authority in your mouth when you speak. So I want you to just measure your word and speak like the Lord is speaking through you. So I just bless you that you carry that authority when you speak in Jesus' name.
And I just want to kind of carry off of what Cindy was saying. I get getting the word surrender, but and it brought me back to a word that I had received. I think I shared it with you, Cindy, of surrender. And I feel like surrender can have two meanings. It's that we have a surrender of the Lord where we just let go of everything that we're holding on to. And I feel that that's, you know, one way that the Lord wants you to surrender. But then I also feel that there's also the surrender of like the Alamo, like never surrender. When you're in battle and you're up against the enemy, we don't surrender, right, to the enemy. And I feel like that's what he's saying, that there is something about standing that ground and whatever, you know, bombs are coming your way, we don't surrender because we have the most powerful defense and our back. And so I feel like that's what the Lord is saying to you. And also, Cindy, I just want to say happy birthday, and I want to say thank you for everything that you do. And I felt like the word that you gave, I felt like that was for you too. That, you know, and I know he said, rub it in your head and absorb it, because I feel like that's what the Lord's, and he's just really blessing you for everything that you have given to everyone around you. And so I honor you with that.
So I believe in prophetic acts. Prophetic acts is something that you do prophetically. So I have a $100 bill. I'm going to give it to Cindy because I want to bless you for your birthday. It's okay. Just a blessing. It's not thank so you. Much about the money, but it is an act.
All right. Thank you. Provision.
Amen. And for my sister right over here sitting next to the gentleman in blue, Yes, ma'am. What's your name? Sue? Okay. Sue, what the Lord showed me as I was standing up here is I looked around the room and I said, Father, I know that there's somebody else in addition to my brother that you wanted to highlight. And the Lord showed me you. And what the Father said was that he was going to fill you with such a sense of wonder about him. And then he showed me you basically as a child. And he said, I'm taking her back to when she was just like a little girl, except you're going to have such a wonder about the Father. And I see you spinning around and twirling and just happy and joyful. And I see that the Father saying, I am captivated with my daughter. And I love her so much. And there's so much that I want to reveal to her and so many places that I want to take her and places that she thought that she would never get to see and never get to do. And it was just so amazing. And you were so happy, and the Father just wants to continue to impart that into you, that sense of wonder for who he is and how much he loves you.
Yeah. Okay, so I saw her yesterday at Return. Was it Return? Yes. And she was wearing this pink shirt that says, God, he loves me. And I knew like at that moment that she has the revelation of who she is as a beloved daughter. And because you are so secure and grounded who you are, and you're the love of the Father, and you know that you belong to him, and because of that, that you will transform the world because you have been transformed by his love. And so speak forth his love, and you are just oozing your love all over your coworkers, your families, and extended families, and everyone you encounter, even at HEB. Your love will just transform people around you because of the love that you experience and continue to experience. Bless you with that.
And so as Corey was saying, he said the word spinning. I just got the vision of like a ballerina spinning around. And as Mia was saying, as you're going to touch those people around you, I got you dancing on a stage as a ballerina. And as every time you spun, you were releasing something to those around you. And so just every spin was releasing something new. And so I just bless you with that. I actually, lady in the next to you, Penny. Yes. What's your name? Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. So I got the vision. I got the word plowing, actually. And so I feel, and then your shirt too, yellow. You know, whenever we're harvesting something or we're growing something, we need sun, we need water. Yes, we need the soil. And so I feel like there's been a plowing, but God has already provided all the resources that you need. And it's right there in front of you. So I feel like that harvest is coming. Whatever it is that you've been plowing after, I feel like the Lord is now, it's now about to break through. So I don't know if anybody has something on that.
Good. Okay. Did you have a word, Chris? Someone else? Go ahead.
Well, general word. Well, for several people.
Okay. Hang on to it for just a moment. I'm sorry. I don't know your name, sir. Mike and Susan. Mike, this is just going to sound strange. I don't know you at all, but I'm just going to tell you what the Lord gave me, because he said, the Godfather. And I was like, okay. Like, I don't know if that's your favorite movie. I don't know. But here's what I heard, and he does play on words with me a lot. And he says, the Godfather. And so I'm thinking about the movie, and I feel like the Lord is saying, you have created a legacy of representing the Father God really well to people, that you have an inheritance of spiritual sons and daughters. I don't know if you have natural sons and daughters, but I feel like you've laid way for a legacy, and I feel like the fullness of the fruit maybe has not been seen, and there's been a delay for some reason. And so I just released right now, he told me to decree a break right now in the dam, that everything that is supposed to be coming towards you right now is going to come flooding towards you. All of the provision, all the blessing, all of the fruit of all the things that you have plowed in the ground, every seed that you have sown into the ground, into every person that you have sown into every place, because he says that you are a giver, and you have given full, and you've given completely, and you have given without any hesitation. You've just given, and you have sown, and you have sown, and you have sown, and you have sown. And now it's time that the reaper is going to come, because the harvest is going to be so full because of the places and the people that you have sown into. And so I declare and decree right now, it is harvest season. It is time for you to see the fruit of your labor, because you have represented the Father God really well to people. And I feel like for you too, is it Susan? He said, Susan, I feel like the Lord is saying that you have created a place of excellence, a space of excellence, that there's a deep wisdom that you've been recording. And even as I saw you kind of writing in the book, I heard the Lord say, she treasures my words. She treasures and stewards my words. And there have been promises. There have been promises that you've been praying, and you've been saying, God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, you said, you said. And I feel like the Lord is saying that you have stood on those promises and you declared them. And so again, for you and for you both, that there's a season right now of breakthrough, because God said, and in his timing, all things will come. In his way, all things will come. And I declare and decree, now is the time and now is the season for every seed that you guys have poured out, that the fruit is going to come, because you've stewarded and treasured his word. You've declared it with authority. And I release right now an impartation of greater authority, just as Mia declared, over not only your words, but in the deepest place in your spirit, a place of authority and confidence. Confidence. I release supernatural faith over you for that place of confidence, that you will see the goodness of God in the land of the living, because of everything that you have stewarded, multiplied, and sown. And I thank you, Jesus, for Mike and Susan. We release a blessing over them right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Chris, you have a corporate word?
Just a quick word for young people, and a couple of young people, these two girls, and this little couple back here, and this couple up here, and Caleb. I just feel like the Lord is saying, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You are young, but you are special. You are
born children into this generation, and this generation shall not pass. The Lord's coming back when you're going to be here when he comes back. And he has a big purpose and plan for each of you. Don't think you're missing anything. You're not going to miss anything. I'm old, pretty old. I'm in my early 70s, okay? And I squandered the years of my youth. Even though I knew the Lord, I didn't walk with him as I should have. Wasted years. And I don't want you all to waste it, because the Lord is right there encouraging you right now to stay strong. Remember, he's coming soon. And focus yourselves on that. And you are not missing a thing, because all the joys and all the gifts that the Lord has for you are far greater than anything you could ever get in this world, ever. They're just unproductive and unsatisfying. So be satisfying in the Lord. Do those journaling things that...
All right, and I'm going to end with this. You guys can go ahead and sit down if you'd like. I'm just going to end with this final thing. It's not only my birthday, but tonight at sundown, all the way until tomorrow at sundown, is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur in the Hebrew calendar is the one high holy day that the priest used to go into the very holy of holies. And it was such a big deal that if there was any sin on him personally, or any sin that is any place where he didn't go through the ritual correctly, they would tie a rope around his waist as he would go in, because if he had not done everything according to the law in that time, God would have struck him dead in the presence, and they would have had to drag him out, because nobody's going to go in, you know, that place, because it's such a holy thing. Now, I know that not many people follow the Hebrew calendar, but the Lord told me to follow that years ago. And so it's significant for me, a couple of different things. I don't have time to get into all the numbers, but the Lord talks to me in numbers. 9:27, 2 plus 7 is 9. This is also the Hebrew year 5781, 8 plus 1 is 9. And so it is a confirmation of the Lord that in this season, we have not only been carrying fruit, but it's time to give birth to fruit. There's 9 months to give birth to things. There's the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's the 9 fruit of the Holy Spirit. It is the number for revival. It is the number for a great awakening. It is a number for good fruit. And we've heard a lot of the things in the year, and the whole world is feeling it. We've been feeling it. But I feel like the Lord wanted me to highlight to you the 5781. If you guys remember last year, if you were here, I talked about the 80s. That word, the 80 in the Hebrew, is pay, P-E-Y. Pay, that is, it's a double meaning there, that the enemy is going to pay for having messed with you. And at the same time, in this decade, the pay, the 80s, is the symbol of a mouth with a fire inside. So exactly what Mia was even saying, that our words are going to matter in this decade, in the 80s. What we speak, what we say, what we repeat is going to be really important. Gossip has to be dealt with in the body of Christ. We have to speak life and not death. And we have to decree things. There's a difference between a declaration and a decree. A declaration is just saying something. It's declaring it out loud. It's making an announcement. But a decree is establishing a law in the land. It is a king, as we are kings and priests unto our God. When we partner with what God is saying, that is not just a declaration, it is a decree that cannot be broken. Just as the king in Esther's time, when he decreed, because he had heard what Haman had said, he'd made a decree about some things that could not be taken back. So he had to give a new decree that the Jews were able to defend themselves. And so this is a season of the decree and of the words of your mouth. And so the 80s is that, but then there's 81. And one is about oneness. And it's not just about unity. We saw that in the return yesterday. It's about a place of intimacy with God. It's our oneness with him that matters. It is time for you to get into your secret place with the Lord and really get raw and real and open with him in this oneness, because this is going to be a year. It's a major year already of transition. We know there's been a lot of prophetic things about 2020 and the vision, and everyone's all excited. And then 2020 looks really different than what a lot of people were thinking. But God is on the move and he's doing great things. But these last 10 days have been the 10 days of awe, a time and a season of repentance, of returning to the Lord, returning back to those foundation places. And so I encourage you to consider, ask the Lord what he wants you to do, to pray and to fast however you need to pray and fast from tonight sundown until tomorrow sundown, and seek after the Lord what he wants to say to you personally for this year, what he's contending for you. And I'm here to say to you, you're gonna make the enemy pay for having ever messed with you. You're gonna make the enemy pay for having ever messed with you, because you're coming into a place of authority and in confidence. And it's not something we have to fight and strive for. It's a place of really resting in that place of confidence, just as Jay was talking about, who do you say that you are? This is a season of coming into real identity and authority and not shrinking back. Arise and shine has been in my mouth for at least a year. I've said it to the prophetic team multiple times. It was the password for our stuff, for our courses. Like, it's time to arise and shine. There's no more holding back. There's no more holding back. It's time to step forward in whatever it is. So I dare you to consider the things that you're afraid of and go after them. Go straight into them. Go right into, God, show me what I'm afraid of. Show me what those fears are. And how do I go into it with confidence and courage and faith? So, Father, I thank you right now that you're doing a new thing. Lord, you're always doing a new thing if we would just listen and pay attention. But, God, I thank you that you're encouraging right now your children to come into their place of authority in this season right now, not waiting for the others, not waiting for the super Christians or the ministers, not waiting for the other people and their celebrities and government or whatever, not waiting for the other people that we might think are leaders. God, you're calling every single one of us a leader, and you're telling us to lead well and to represent you well on the earth today in every place where we step our foot, at the grocery store, at the gas station, at work, Lord, every place in our neighborhood, God, every time we have a connection with somebody, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come and empower us, God. I thank you that there's a second Pentecost that is here, and that you are reviving us right now into the place of your heart, in this place of oneness with you, God. Stir up our passion, God. Stir up our hunger for you and for your word and for your presence like never before. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, and may you receive all the glory that you're due. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.